Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the final summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. Yeah. We would like to thank all of you that have come all season long and enjoyed all of these concerts, as many as we've had. Tonight is a little bit different than our normal final concert. Normally, this is a round-robin concert. Tonight is sort of like a concert to make up for whatever happened to be inflicted by rain. So we're going to be having three different conductors tonight, and our concerts, of course, are sponsored on KBUR by our friends at Standard Beaverdale and Beckman TV and Appliance. And again, we have three concert conductors tonight. We have, of course, Janelle Harm. She is the middle school band director at Edward Stone Middle School. We also have Carmen Locknett. She is joining us today. And Ted Francis, who is, I believe your concert, you were going to share the concert and it was rained out. Is that right? Is that why we're doing it tonight?
No.
Or no?
Mike was going to do.
Regardless, it doesn't matter. Whatever the reason, we have three conductors. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Burlington Municipal Band, Janelle Harms, starting it off tonight, the final concert of our series.
Good evening. Many of you know this is our thank you concert, so I would like to start off by thanking Steve Hexum for his great support of the band. Not only for introducing us each week, yes, but for his willingness to share information about the band to his audience on KBUR. Standard of Beaverdale for their support of the broadcasts of our concerts on KBUR. We greatly appreciate that service to the community. We would also like to thank Ryan Gorley and the staff of the Burlington Parks Department for maintaining the band shell and the new lights this year and keeping the park beautiful. The Burlington Community School District Superintendent Pat Cohen, and the Board of Education for allowing our use of James Madison Band Room. The Burlington Schools Building and Grounds Superintendent Tim Kesterke and his staff for facilitating our use of the James Madison Band Room, and Matt McVeigh, the custodian at James Madison, who has been very helpful in assisting us. The composer Richard Saucedo exclaims that one of his dreams has always been to fly. As a pilot, you join the ranks of those less bound by conventional limits on time, distance, and personal freedom. You take off to wide open skies in any direction on the compass. There's nothing like the experience of flight, except possibly the experience of music. Up next is a quick fanfare that expresses the excitement of flight, entitled Into the Clouds.
Thank you.
Our next thank you goes to the Hawkeye newspaper and editors Craig Neesis, Dale Allison, and Julie Nickel for helping us publicize our concerts. John Higgins arranged our next piece, Disney at the Movies. This selection will take you through many of your favorite Disney movies with this medley of 14 popular Disney tunes. Please enjoy Disney at the Movies.
Thank you. For our next selection, I would like to introduce one of our newest musicians in town. Amanda Mansheim moved here last fall with her husband, who is a native of Burlington, and their two children. She holds a Bachelor of Music Education degree from Wartburg College, a Master of Music and Vocal Performance from UNI, woohoo, UNI, and has completed all coursework for a doctorate from the University of Oklahoma. She has performed in many operas and had many Tulsa Opera Chorus members in her vocal studio in Oklahoma. She currently has a vocal studio in her home, sings with the Bel Canto Chorale, and in the area Catholic churches. She will be joining us tonight to perform two selections. The first is My Hero from The Chocolate Soldier by Oscar Strauss. Please welcome Amanda Mansheim.
Is mine and my own.
Continuing with our thank yous, we'd like to thank Tomnan Automotive of Middleton for providing the truck and trailer for the Steamboat Days Parade, and thank you to Pete Korb for arranging the band's participation in the parade. Eric Whitaker is one of the bright stars in contemporary concert music, and is the composer of our next piece, Luke Sirumque. Luke Sirumque began its life as an a cappella choral work that he wrote in the fall of 2000, and was commissioned into a band arrangement that was first premiered at the 2005 Texas Music Educators Association Conference. Luke Sirumque translated means light and gold, and the choral lyrics translated mean light, warm and heavy as pure as gold. And the angels sing softly to the newborn baby. Please enjoy this beautiful piece by Eric Whitaker, Luke Sirumque.
Thank you. While they're doing a little stage setup here, I'll do some more thank yous. First, we'd like to thank Marcia Korb and Don Kazin for putting together the programs each week, and board member Pat Kazin for printing them. Also, thanks to Don for taking great photos and posting them on our Facebook page. Also, thanks to Alyssa and Caden Starbuck, Lucas Carr, and Katie Taylor, who passed out the programs at each concert. And finally, thanks to Coleman Ertzinger, Joseph Morris, and Jim Flaherty for loading, unloading, and driving the equipment truck each week to the concert. It's my pleasure to introduce another soloist tonight. This is Jeremy Hinman. You've seen him several times this summer and also heard him as well. He is a senior music education major at Western Illinois University studying trumpet. And he'll be in his last two semesters here, and I know he's going back to school very soon. But before that, I have asked him if he would perform this solo tonight. It's a Trumpeter's Lullaby by Leroy Anderson, who you've heard several of his compositions this summer already. This one we're going to dedicate tonight in the memory of Tom Hertzler. Tom was a 30-year member of the municipal band in the trumpet section. So this is in dedication to Tom Hertzler. Thank you.
Our next thank you goes to Dave Scott for managing the percussion section and its equipment, hauling the equipment, setting up our PA system, and recording each concert. Tom Bell for handling the traffic barricades each week and acting as the band's webmaster, and Jim Preby for writing the band's website and contacting the media as the band's publicity person. Our next selection is a dedication to this wonderful planet we live on. Here is Richard Saucedo's Fanfare for the Third Planet. Turn on the mic. We'd also like to continue our thank yous with Gary Runyon for serving as the band's property master, setting up and tearing down our chairs and stands for each concert, and Mark Eveleth for acting as the band's contact person. Thank you for all of your assistance. Percy Grainger was a piano prodigy turned composer who was known for his strange personal habits, his colorful prose, and his equally unusual music. His many admirers today still recognize that he possessed the supreme virtue of never being dull. Ye Banks and Braes O' Bonnie Doon is among Grainger's many folk song settings. He first set it for chorus and whistlers in 1903 and created the band setting in 1932. The melody first appeared in print back in 1788, and in 1792 it was paired with the poem by Robert Burns, The Banks of Doon. And this pairing has been handed down throughout the generations. Here's Percy Grainger's Ye Banks and Braes O' Bonnie Doon. Thank you.
would like to thank the members of the Bel Canto Chorale for singing with us on our opening concert this season. We would also like to thank the staff of the Capitol Theater for hosting that concert. And now we're going to bring back Amanda Mansheim to sing God Bless America.
Before we play our last piece, followed by the Stars and Stripes Forever, I just want to take a moment for our last thank you. We want to thank you, the audience, for coming out on your Sunday evenings to enjoy all the wonderful concerts put on by the Burlington Municipal Band. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your continuous support each and every week. Probably one of the first musicals I was ever introduced to was Meredith Willson's The Music Man. Growing up only 10 miles from Mason City, or known in the musical as River City, how could I not know The Music Man? Our last piece will feature three favorite tunes from the musical: The Wells Fargo Wagon, Till There Was You, and 76 Trombones. Here's Alfred Reed's highlights from The Music Man, which will be followed by our traditional closer, The Stars and Stripes Forever.
Thank you. Thank you.